broadcasting from the little tower with a lot of power, more moxie than our boys at Fort Knoxie, it's time for the Gordon and Dilworth Real Orange Marmalade Rambunctious Old Wrestling Radio Show. Tommy McInerney, here to jumpstart this program faster than a barefoot jackrabbit on a hot, greasy griddle. And away we go!
Jeremy Madrox here, the butcher, with my man, the Columbus Cruncher. And he'd like to share some of his talent. How about some impressions, Cruncher?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's give him your Charles Lindbergh. Spot on.
The Blonde Family Wrestling Academy in Golden Falls, New York. When you train like a blonde, you succeed like a blonde. Yakety yak, look who's talking back. Nikki Valentino.
Good evening, everyone out there in Radioland. This is Nicholas Valentino, coming to you before another extravaganza of wrestling exhibitions. I fancy myself a master of Greco-Roman wrestling, but at the first extravaganza, I was put in front of a dame who had no business in the ring with Nicholas Valentino, and yet she cheated her way to victory, but I left with the last laugh. And at the last extravaganza, the Speakeasy Spectacular, I was hit in the head with a bowling shoe. I'm a wrestler, not a bowler. And now, this extravaganza, another extravaganza of wrestling exhibitions, I'm in a match called a Battle Royale. A Battle Royale where the rules are not to pin your opponent to the canvas 1, 2, 3, or to make your opponent say I quit, but to take your opponent and toss him over the top rope. Ludicrous! Absurd! No matter, because Nicholas Valentino is one thing. He is a competitor. So at the next extravaganza of wrestling exhibitions, on September the 28th at the Huron County Fairgrounds, Nicholas Valentino will throw every man, woman, child, bear, or anything else that wants to climb into the ring with me in this battle royale, and I will come out victorious. Until then, I bid you adieu.
Tootin' Tommy McInerney here. I'm back with a little number just for you.
Thank you.
Kringle's Creamed Spinach. If it's not creamed, you know it's not Kringle's.
The Butcher here again with my great pal, the Columbus Cruncher, giving you more impressions. How about you give him your Al Capone? Gets me every time, Cruncher.
Jake Oman's Elixir Station. Traveling the country, curing your ailments with the finest snake oils. Let's go to Judge Hugo L. Black.
Jock Sampson? I know where you're at. You up in the Appalachians? I'll find you. I'll put more people to death than tuberculosis, boy. There ain't nowhere you can run, you and your little boy Chucky. I will find you, and me and Mr. Gavin and Mr. Cameron, we're gonna take you down. Go, go, Hugo.
Hammington's self-winding watches. Crank it back and watch time fly by. Here's a fine tune. Time to turn that dial up. When two wheels just isn't enough.
All right, the Butcher back with more impressions from my man, the Columbus Cruncher from parts unknown. How about the great president of our United States of America, Calvin Coolidge? All right, got a little off on the end there. Good job, pal.
Cross has traveled the globe more times than Roy Chapman Andrews, and he's got the list to prove it.
This is Matthew Cross, the world's champion of professional wrestling. And I wanted to check in with my adoring fan base and let you all know where I have defended continuously the prestigious title. I have been to France, Persia, the Soviet Union, the Ottoman Empire, the Kingdom of Arab Syria, the Federation of South Arabia, the Finnish Democratic Republic, the French Third Republic, the Holy Roman Empire, the German Empire, the Free State of Bavaria, Italy, Alabama, Prussia, Saxony, the Sovereign Principality of Elba, the Kingdom of Naples. Who could forget the Lordship of Ireland? The Republic of
Clark's Virgin Peanut Oil. You'd be a nut not to cook with it.
Republic of Krakow. The Orient. The Kingdom of Hungary. The Kingdom of Bohemia, where I achieved an even greater response from the great fans. The Principality of Serbia. The Kingdom of Bulgaria. The Kingdom of Greece. The Hellenic State. The Iberian Kingdom. The Republic of Armenia. And the list goes on and on and on. And not forgetting for a second the Kingdom of Portugal.
If you thought Dempsey and Carpentier was the fight of the century, just wait until the next extravaganza on September 28th. Jeremy Madrox has got some beef, and I'm not talking about Maple Baby Brown's beef, the best beef west of the Bumbleberry line.
Marion Fontaine, I'm not gonna take the long way around the barn here, and it does not take 12 Philadelphia lawyers to figure out we have an issue, my friend. I can't stand the sight of you or your mustache. Pathetic excuse for a mustache. And you, for some reason, you have a problem with the thought of me reigning over the world as the champion of the world. So, what I am thinking is you and I engage in fisticuffs. We throw barking arms to the side. Knuckle up, my friend. Put your money where your mouth is. And you put that pathetic excuse for a lip sweater that's upon your face on the line. And I'll tell you what, being the man that I am, I'll do the same. Mustache versus mustache at the extravaganza. One man walks away with a bald lip.
Shake a leg, swing your arms, and ladies, bat your eyes, because this is a song the fellas love to wiggle to.
Learning set.
Get your beeps, bops, and blips in order. Send your messages down the line. Another person who loves flapping their jaw is Senator Shepard.
This is Senator Cameron Shepard.
And I am Representative Gavin Volstead, and we are the lobbying legislators of an anti-saloon land.
And we are hard at work on Capitol Hill, writing bills and passing laws.
Passing laws.
But the one we'll be enforcing on September 28th...
The 28th of September.
...is our dear 18th Amendment...
The 18th Amendment.
Prohibition.
Prohibition.
See, in the past events we've been humiliated.
Humiliated.
But you moonshiners, we've got a plan.
Oh, we've got a plan.
And it's gonna work, isn't it?
It's gonna work.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Moonshiners, we're coming for you, and we're bringing the shackles. We're bringing the police. We're bringing the judge.
And we're taking the hooch.
And we will not rest until you moonshiners are behind bars.
Jelky Good Luck Margarine. The good luck charm your kitchen needs. If you haven't seen hide nor hair of the Jollyville Jeepers, well, look no further than your local gymnasium, where they're capitalizing on the new exciting world of weightlifting.
24. 25. 26.
This one will kick up some dust. Another controversial story revolves around our officiating staff. Referee Billy Scarlet seems to be more worried about lining his pockets than laying down the law. Mr. Scarlet has a few words about an impending investigation into his crude actions.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to go on record as stating that I am, always have been, and forever will be, a stand-up citizen, a model guy, and as straight as an arrow, calling it right down the middle referee. In fact, I've been an official for professional grappling contests since the turn of the century. Now, some might say the Ohio Athletic Commission is breathing down my neck, but don't worry, folks. I'm going to call it right down the middle, just like I always do, just like I always will. You can depend on me, and stop calling the Ohio Athletic Commission.
Sheffield Farms. Bacon. Once an aversion, now a luxury. This news story is hot off the presses. The Imperial Robert Evans is furious about his world title defeat. We've been sent word that not only did he appeal to the Professional Wrestling Commission, but manipulated them to appoint an unnamed ally of his as the number one contender on September 28th. Seems as though corruption is a running theme for this year's extravaganza.
My name is the Imperial Robert Evans, and I have been made to understand that this device has the ability to capture the sound of my voice and reproduce it at a later time and place. How such a thing works, aside from voodoo or witchery, is beyond me, but not beyond the scope of my imagination. For in the course of my travels with the British East India Company, I have seen a great many things, the likes of which are usually only spoken of in whispers in dimly lit backrooms of pubs or aboard freighters, where the superstitious lot known as seafarers are more apt to believe the fantastic than the average good citizen. However, it is on account of just such a discovery that I address you, anonymous audience, here today. Seething with contempt for the unscrupulous and unworthy so-called world champion of professional wrestling after last year's extravaganza of wrestling exhibitions, I set about scouring the globe, at the expense of the British East India Company, of course, to find a challenger to unseat Mr. Matthew Cross. Like any great game hunter, I always get my prey. It is merely an act of finding the right weapon. And what an exotic weapon I have found. From the cannibal isles of the Pacific Far East to the cavern dwellings of the red man in the American colonies, I ventured every heart of darkness known and unknown to man until I was satisfied that I had found a warrior so savage he would make Captain Kurtz himself shiver in fear. And I have done just that. No amount of narcissism or facial growth can prepare Mr. Matthew Cross for what I have in store for him on the 28th of September. On that, you can rest assured. Sincerely yours, the Imperial Robert Evans.
Ragtime Rick. When your good time needs a little ragtime, call Rick. Let's go to Marion Fontaine.
Hello, all, and a special hello to you, Mr. Madrox. For you? Marion Fontaine to deliver a message. Challenge accepted, my friend. Signed, sealed, and delivered. On September 28th, we'll go mano-a-mano, mustache-y-mustache, at another extravaganza. But you see, Mr. Madrox, you fail to recognize one major item. That's our running mates, our tag team partners. What are they to do? Well, mine, Mr. Jervis Cottonbelly, has something special for yours, the Columbus Cruncher. You see, Mr. Cottonbelly knows our squabbles. He knows that my identity is on the line, your identity is on the line. And Mr. Cottonbelly couldn't just stand in the shadows. No, he wanted to be at the forefront. He wanted to stand by my side. So Mr. Cottonbelly has sent message to me. And I forward on to you, and especially to the Columbus Cruncher, that not only will we have a mustache versus mustache, Jervis Cottonbelly will put his mask up against the Columbus Cruncher's mask. That's right, my friend. Mustache and mask versus mustache and mask. So now the tables are turned to you, Mr. Cruncher. Will you accept this challenge on September 28th? Good day.
Folks, we have the Columbus Cruncher standing by live to answer Jervis Cottonbelly's challenge.
Ah!
Holy Toledo! Cruncher accepts, and we've got ourselves a dandy. Mustache and mask versus mustache and mask at another extravaganza. After September 28th, one team will never look the same again. I'm Tootin' Tommy McInerney, and I'm out of time. This has been Gordon and Dilworth's Real Orange Marmalade Rambunctious Old Wrestling Radio Show.